Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on LiveParanormal.com and History FM. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
The views expressed here within the programs and chats do not necessarily represent the views of LiveParanormal.com.
Well, hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. My name is Nikki Paranormal, and I'm just one of the hosts this evening. I will be joined by the other guy who owns the other half of the joint, you know, Rob Zarek. So I'm not sure if he's here with us. I'll go ahead and bring him in, and if he's here, hopefully he will speak, and if he's not, we'll just wait patiently for him to join us. So,
wow, I so could have just not
there
talked.
You are.
I could have just not
I know,
talked.
You really could, huh? Yeah.
Well, and then the irony of the whole thing, I ran as fast as humanly possible because I forgot to change the music intro. And I did not make it in time, but I did whack my toe. So what had happened was I whacked my toe going to change it, and then my rolling and crying on the floor led me to not being able to get it to it in time.
I see.
So on that note, we start the show off today with both a bad toe. And I probably annoyed you, so.
Oh, no, that's fine.
You can only go up from here, I guess.
Right. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Well, what do we have on tap for tonight's show?
That's hilarious.
Well, I think what we're going to do is talk about some of our past investigations, our future investigations. Mm-hmm. You and I and you,
mm-hmm.
us,
mm-hmm.
Live Paranormal.
Okay.
And we've been investigating forever together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, I think we've been investigating so long that, like, we can finish each other's paranormal sentences, and that's actually been said.
Yeah.
So that's, I think that's handy going into an investigation.
Yeah.
Especially when you're going to investigate with another person, you know, knowing their skill sets and their techniques and. Yeah, you know, I think that does kind of help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, though I was trying to surprise you. It says something and do something that you're not expecting.
Yes.
So we found ourselves back at Keeley Mansion this past weekend, and that was good. We got to investigate some people that we recently met, and we've kind of became friends with, and they were on our show, 2 weekends ago? The Smallwoods? I believe this is two weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. Time flies.
Yes. I'm not sure exactly when it was.
And we had a good time. We actually had Jason. He actually, we had an imposter Jason come through the ghost box, which I had thought I did a ghost box session, and I asked for names, and I got what sounded like him saying his name. And, you know, we're kind of like new friends. We haven't investigated a whole bunch together, you know, so I thought maybe I was wrong. But when I played it for his wife, she was stunned because she thought, hey, that was his voice. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that it was.
And yeah, I think we have some investigating coming up soon. And you know, I know you have a couple of things going on this week. You have some investigation going on in Gettysburg. And I don't know. I'm not really sure where to take tonight's show because there's so many different directions we could go.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if people actually want to hear about our favorite investigations because I think it's hard to pick. But we've had a lot of good investigations.
Yeah, we have.
And, you know, I don't know about you, but I guess I do have a question for you that I would like to ask you.
Yeah.
Okay. It's okay?
Yeah.
Now, when it comes to investigating, obviously, we use a ton of different devices. And we do a lot when it comes to Ghostbox, doing EVP sessions with a recorder. Would you say that there's particularly like one form of investigating that if you capture pieces of evidence that you find the most rewarding or the most like pumped up about? Like, is it an EVP? Is it a clear, intelligent response in a ghost box? Like, is it one that you prefer over the other?
I guess it would be an EVP.
I think so, too. Like, what was that?
Yeah, an EVP.
Like, why do you feel that? Like, I think myself, it's as cool as the ghost boxes are and the amazing stuff we get, you know, you still have people who will put it down. They'll be like, oh, that's not saying that. You know, it's your mind manipulating it or whatever their excuses. But when you hear a voice and it's not, you're not, you know, it's not something that was physically there, somebody was there, yeah, I think it's pretty cool and it's pretty hard to do. Like, oh yeah, it's not. You know, of course they'll say, oh, it was just somebody that was there, but you know, you can't please everybody. But I think for my, I think that's pretty interesting just to get a random voice saying something that, you know, we're not using anything generated voices.
I'm not sure exactly.
That's what I like about it. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Is that better?
Yeah.
I
we'll see if it remains
better. What I think is cool is that, you know, we're not using the ghost box, obviously, in that setting, and just to have a random voice appear out of nowhere is just, I think, really, really cool.
Yeah. Thanks.
Though I do like the ghost box. You know, I do like you know, which I wouldn't have said years ago. You know, and thanks to you, I do like the ghost box now, but, you know, it gets its bad rap because people think that it's, you know, there's no merit to the
but
stuff.
But, you know,
through,
I totally understand why it gets a bad rap because there's so many people that, you know, are really, like, stretching to or reaching, shall I say, to have something that matches what they're asking. That
right.
I feel that they have not helped it at all, give it a good reputation. In fact, they might be the leading force as to why people are like, that's crap.
Right. probably a 110% accurate, especially when you, you know, it's open for interpretation. And the way we handle it is, you know, we'll actually send our ghost box stuff to people and other people and get their opinion on what they hear, you know, and before we actually tell them what it is. And I don't think we even release our evidence unless it's super high amount of the same amount of, you know, people actually hearing what we hear.
Mm-hmm.
And of course it has to be relevant to our question.
Right.
You know, though we have times where we've captured spirits communicating with each other and having conversations.
Yeah.
You know, that much I can tell you. But, you know, I think still when it comes to a random voice appearing on a recorder is just the top of unexplained phenomena. You know, we've had where we were sitting and having a conversation, not doing an EVP session, but running recorders, and we had, you know, spirits chime in, you know, to relevant to what we were saying.
Right.
You know, case in point, back at Keeley, I would say maybe about a year ago when we were talking about, I want to present a patient here, and, you know, we had a spirit chime in that I'm a patient,
mm-hmm.
right with what we were, you know, talking about, but yet we weren't even doing a proper EVP session, just running the recorder. You know, and to me, that's like the coolest of what we do is when, you know, you get that, you're listening back to it, and you're like, wow, that obviously was not one of us.
Right.
And I think, you know, it's fun because we always say we've probably done over 1,000 investigations together. And I think that's accurate. You know, like the weekend, you know, it's 2 or 3 different, because I think every day you go is a new investigation. I don't believe that if you go to the same place for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that's just one big investigation. I think it's 3 separate investigations. Because you never know. It's not going to pick up where it's left off. I've never had that before.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's an accurate description, you know, where people can go and they go on Friday and then they go back on Saturday and just pick up where they left off. Like everything's on pause. I think there's a pause button. You know, I know people think they're important, but I think when you leave, stuff still goes on. It just doesn't stop waiting for you to come back. So I think that's why, you know, I think we should take in every day as a different investigation, because it's a brand new day and a brand new, hopefully a brand new spirit to talk to, or, you know, even if it's the same one, it's not in the same setting or same conversation. Because I don't think they pause waiting for people to come back.
Yeah.
You know, and what I was getting at is I've done that many investigations, and, you know, our investigation we did on Saturday, Monday I was going through this stuff and I found something I couldn't wait to show people. So, you know, my excitement level on a good piece of evidence is still as much as it was 10, 12 years ago.
Yeah. Agreed.
But I think you're right, like with a good EVP is so much better than like a REM pod touch.
Yeah.
REM pod touches are cool, you know, or red energy field meters, whatever you're using, or the fancy box that we're putting out. But it's fun, you know, it's definitely, there's ways to communicate with it, but still it's not as amazing as, you know, capturing a voice.
Yeah.
So now it's your turn to ask me a question.
Oh, okay. This is an interesting show.
Well, we could actually stop the show if we can resume it next week if that's better for you.
I feel like I'm being put on the spot.
I could ask myself a question, but that would be weird.
Probably.
Yeah, I have a preset answer. I would have a preset answer.
Right.
But I've talked to myself before.
I know you have. Yeah. So, what do you think about apps?
What do I think about what?
Apps, applications, using them for paranormal, like ghost box type, you know, communication, or, you know, like VI, Oculus and such.
Okay, so I do not necessarily like to use apps in my investigating. I am, as much as I try to be open-minded, I think sometimes I'm closed-minded. And early on, some of the voices that we use in the applications, I think were intentionally, like, creepy. And I thought it was not necessary.
Right.
I thought it made no sense. You know, you don't need a ghostly and creepy devilish voice. And I think that just makes it gimmicky. And it takes away from what we do. You know, I don't think what we do is gimmicky at all. Not like we walk around with Ghostbuster outfits on. That would be the equivalent of the apps having the creepy voices. You know, so, I mean, that's my take on that aspect of it. Now, as for functionality, are they all garbage? I can't answer that. I haven't tested them out all. Have we gotten some responses that might be actual paranormal activity? Yeah, possibly. You know, but are they able to manipulate the apps the way they can radio waves? I don't know. I do not think so, but yet if somebody is using them and getting responses and they feel like they're getting responses, then that's okay for them. I'm not going to be like, I hate apps and discredit anybody who uses an app. You know, I think if you like an app and you've gotten responses and feel our responses, then that's why you're there.
Right.
You know, that's good for them. You know, so I would say for myself, I don't necessarily like apps. Have we gotten some stuff? Yeah. You know, and I think there's been a couple of decent apps that we've used that we've gotten stuff from. But I don't necessarily think all of them, I think some of them are gimmicky.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and that's just really, I'm not even talking about like the, you know, you're asking more about the ones that generate word banks and, you know, act as if they're ghost boxes and, you know, stuff of that nature. You know, I'm not talking like the ghost radars and stuff that are completely gimmicky. You know, I don't think that those are accurate whatsoever.
Right.
You know, though I do think it's strange that we have had recordings of ghost boxes that we've ran, you know, so there haven't been the radio waves and the whole nine, that aspect of it have not been in function. And we put them through the cell phones and we've gotten different responses. So, you know, on that aspect, we've seen that work. So, you know, I don't know. I think it's a technology that still needs to be worked on more. You know, there's some good developers out there, and I think people have gotten good stuff. But as for some of the gimmicky parts of it, I think it kind of takes away from, you know, what we're trying to do because you don't need a creepy voice or a devil voice to have the words be portrayed because I don't think that's accurate. And I think all spirits talk devil voice or creepy lady voice from my poltergeist.
Oh, right. It would be way more entertaining if they did, but yeah.
Yeah.
No, really good.
What's your take on it?
I don't know.
I really don't have one right now. I think the thing that is I find most the whole we always say about having an open mind and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to. And I think a good example of that is, like, lately you and I have been using the dowsing rods. You more than me, but I've used them, and I've been blown away the fact that I believe that they may work, which I never thought those words would come out of my mouth. But I've personally done sessions where, you know, they've responded accurately. And I like to do the dowsing rides where I have them point in directions of things that or people who are there. And, you know, we've had them where they've done it at 100% correct ratio where, you know, I'm like, hey, point to the door. And they take both of them, point to the door. And I'm like, not point to this person. They're pointing to this person. Where people have actually looked at me and they're like, you're completely faking that. And I'm like, no, you know, I'm the last person to fake it. You know, I may joke around and sometimes have a good time, you know, when it comes to investigating it, crack a joke here and there, but I never, you know, would try to manipulate a device to give an inaccurate response. And so I think we've had a couple of devices. I know I have, especially with the ghost box I didn't like. I don't know if I'm clearly going to jump on board and be like the number one dowsing rod person, but I found it interesting that, you know, giving it a fair shot has led to some interesting responses.
Yeah.
Now, you use those more often, don't you? Than you have previously?
Yeah.
How do you
like
feel?
Like a thousand times over.
Do you feel like you get decent stuff?
I feel like I do, but I feel like that, you know how people give the ghost box like some hype, like, oh, it's fake and all this other stuff?
Yeah,
well, when you're using dowsing rods, it's like they're like they really give you that kind of crap because, and I get it, like it seems like you're full of crap, you know, because they might not get that same type of movement or what have you, and you know, and then you hand them the rod, and you show them how you put it down at your side to kind of center or whatever, and yet they seem to neglect that thought process, and, like, they just keep asking questions when the rods are in their yes and no states or what have you, or and, like, then look at you like, what do you, you know, see they don't work for me, and I'm like, well, you're kind of not kind of using them. In the way that I found or is useful or works for me, but, you know, everyone's different, I guess. But
one thing I have never read on, and maybe you know this, is what is the theory behind doing that? Dina done, and I know you're supposed to. Like, having to,
because otherwise,
you know,
your rods are in a different, your rods are in a position that you would have possibly just got the potential answer to a previous question, correct? So your rods are basically in the same position of answer as they previously were, okay? So you're not giving them a fair opportunity to answer and what I feel would be a fighting chance of an answer because it's going to be skewed and somewhat, like, it's just, to me, it makes sense to reset. It's giving them the same beginning origin.
Now, do you
rather
reset
than to
after
have
every
them
question?
Behind you or some crap.
You don't reset after every question.
Yeah, I prefer to, yes. It depends on the atmosphere and what I've got going on, obviously.
Well,
you know, when I do it, there's times when I'll have three people. There's times when I'll have 50 people.
Well, and you're more, I would say, dedicated to accuracy. You know, you would
I am.
You know, that would be sometimes I might get a little lazy. So, you know, if I'm having a good session, I might ask them to swing it back. You know, I guess I do that. So I do not ground them. I'll say, can you bring them back to the center? And then I'll wait till they bring them back to center.
Right, or you can say, can you bring it back to center? But if you don't get,
Right, but I've only got so much time for what I'm doing. Okay, so I don't have time to sit there and wait for them to willy-nilly decide to take their good old sweet spirit time to turn their asses around. Like, I don't have time for that. So a lot of times I have to sit there and say, you know, okay, I'm going to go ahead and recenter. Like, I'll first ask, but I can't just sit there and wait for them to, you know, work on their own time period, which, let's face it, I don't know the time, like, in depth there's time, so ain't nobody got time like that, okay, except for them.
Well, and what I find interesting is the fact, like, so yes and no is cool, you know, but there's only so much you can do with that. So I try to take it to a different aspect by asking them to point to things. And I don't know, to me, that's just, I find that cool compared to the yes and no's. You know, can you point to something to the left? And then I automatically ask, can you point to something to the right? You know, and I feel as if that kind of gives it a little bit more credibility, but yet that could just be my warped mind thinking so. You know, not everyone thinks that, hey, but if you're standing in the center of the room and there's a door to your right, you say, you point to the door, and it points to the door, and then you have a guy sitting on the left, and you say, now can you point to that guy's name, and it points to the name. And then, you know, there's a guy in front of you, and you say, point to the guy in front of you, and it points to that person. I find that to be, I don't know, I guess maybe a little bit better than yes or no questions, but that's just me personally.
Right, but like, you know, if you're in a space, like an area where I'm using mine primarily, okay, and I say, can you point to the door? Okay, we got to point to the door. You point to the window. Okay, if I have a window in said area, I got a window. As for anything else, really, like, I could say, can you point to the lady with the, you know, whatever, the purple jacket, and maybe they'll point to a lady with a purple jacket. I don't know. Am I setting them up to answer me because I'm giving them that much, like, the purple jacket? You know, whereas, like, if you're like, yeah, point to, I don't know, if you know something relevant about the space, but if the people who are there with you, because I'm doing, like, with a public group, they're just already looking at me like, sure, they're moving. And then they're like, yeah, sure, that happened there.
Right.
I'm just like, I don't know. You know, because I deal with a lot of people who are either on the fence, you know, as to their beliefs, but maybe leaning more towards skeptics. And then I've got these people who are like, they would believe that the ghost took their keys when they just had them in a different pocket in their pants or something, you know. And the other side of it, I'm dealing with people who all think that they're experts. You know.
Well, I think that's the paranormal in general.
I've done this before. Right, but they're not necessarily paranormal investigators. It's just that they feel that they've done so many of these public investigations that, you know, they don't even have their own equipment, but they just feel like they are my you know, my judge and jury, I guess. I don't know. And then sometimes you have these people who just actually have a genuine good time and are open-minded and enjoy themselves. And that's a good time.
Well, and I think what I know you do, and I tend to do sometimes as well, is we look for things that not necessarily are currently used for paranormal research, but can be used for paranormal research in our opinions.
Right.
You know, I know you look in, when we go out, you're looking for spy gear. And different things that are used not necessarily for
don't
paranormal.
Share all my secrets, man.
I can
don't share all my tricks. Don't share my tricks. There won't be any left for me.
Yeah. But when it comes to stuff like that, you know, I think we're constantly looking for things that would be cool to incorporate into paranormal research because there's no guidelines to say you have to just do the normal things.
Yeah.
when it comes to
investigating. I'm having a little bit of a technical difficulty, just so you're aware.
Really?
My computer is restarting by itself.
Maybe. We were getting too close to the answers of the paranormal, and the ghosts were like, whoa. We got to stop.
Yeah. Maybe. Well,
did it
I know what it's not.
It's not paranormal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I'm just saying I know what it's not. You know, like, I don't know. I'm a little edgy, if you will, tonight. Something like that.
So it's a normal night.
I'm sorry?
So it's a normal night.
I see.
Well, I think, you know, it comes down to, I'm actually looking, like, I've been cleaning down in my kids' old toys and stuff, and I'm always looking to see what I think might be able to be used. You know, for a while there, we had people, they would use those bears. The bears where you touch your hands and they go off. But I've never actually seen one work in a paranormal setting.
I've got one in my room, and you know what? I'm ready to toss it because I'm so tired.
I gave it to you, didn't I?
No, it might have been one of the ones I bought. I have quite a few.
I gave you one. I know I gave you one that I had. I gave you my kids. Don't throw
I'm
that
just
one
like,
out. It's sentiment.
Okay.
Sentiment.
Well, you know, I'm like out
it's like
of space.
Away,
and,
it's like throwing away my kids' memories.
Yeah, because you were going to.
No, I gave the bear a new. That's a dog. I'm sorry. That's a dog.
Oh, whatever it is, it doesn't. It's a sad excuse of a bear or a dog. Let's face it.
It's a dog with flop ears, and then it has on-off button.
And it's got like dogs wear patches.
Mm-hmm. Pirate dog does.
Not my dog.
Pirate dog.
Right. Well, my dog doesn't even want to wear her damn bandana when she goes and gets groomed. You know.
I don't know any dogs that really like to wear their bandanas when they get groomed.
Some do. Some are, like, totally rocking that.
You know, I never get a bandana when I get my hair cut.
Probably because you don't go to the groomer.
They should do that, though, for humans.
I don't know. Then everyone might feel the need to, like... Well, then you'd have to be careful with bandanas you give out so you're not wearing gang colors. And, yeah, I learned a lot tonight with my youngest son at dinner. Evidently, his teacher was telling him that he was going over. I guess the kids were making like hand gestures, like okay, and I was told that's they're not allowed to do that unless they keep their fingers all together. So you can have the O, but your fingers have to be touching together, which is like just like making the letter like B. Like
well, that's the big thing now, is like there was that game that used to be played where if you make the OK sign, like, and you put it on below your waist and somebody saw it, then you got to punch them. And
right, but
this
has nothing to do with that. They're saying that it's a racial slur.
Yeah, it's white power, and I don't necessarily believe
but
in it.
But here's the thing.
Because
I don't believe that okay, when I look at the icon on my phone, Okay. I don't think that it has that awkward hand motion like that they were forcing my kid to use. I mean, they're just kids. It's okay. Like, it's elementary school.
Well, and it's used in so many different settings. They actually, and it's funny because I didn't even know about that game. And there was a guy in Chicago who was playing, I guess he played that game growing up. It's like, our generation played that game more than now. And
I never played that.
I didn't either. But so he was on TV behind one of the announcers, and he played it with his friends. And because I guess they played it growing up, and he made that sign. And they banned him for life from Wrigley Field. Because they said he was making a racist.
See, that's what I'm... That's
right.
So...
Idiotic. I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody, and I played the disclaimer at the beginning of the show just because I knew the mood I'm in.
Right.
So I did. I'm protected like paranormal ass.
But, that one?
No,
then...
but I mean, it's an innocent. It's a simply innocent thing that now that my child had no idea that there was any type of, other ulterior thought process behind. Okay. And,
right.
now he's basically being taught racial slanders.
And I think whoever taught it was nothing but innocent.
Okay.
Well, I think that's something that maybe that teacher probably should have not brought up in school, because it's a political thing.
Well, it's just
taking
it a little too far.
Right,
they're little kids.
Right now, it's a very political thing right now, and obviously that teacher is bringing
politics. I'm having some paranormal
activity
right here. Sorry.
No, it's fine, and it's just funny that you brought that up, because it happened earlier in the year too, when they had those kids from Kentucky that were at that pro-life rally. The Native American guy got into one kid's face, and he was wearing that Make America Great hat, and then the media went back and looked at the basketball team from that school, and they were doing that sign, and the media said that they were all making racist signs. And the funny thing is that's a universal sign in basketball for making a three-pointer.
Right.
So there
are so many things that have these cross, messages perhaps, but
I know a couple of that are not, like the middle finger, that's universal.
Just, right, and that's what I was about to explain. Well, I've got one that is pretty universal, perhaps, that
right.
you could share with your teacher. Just because, I'm sorry, like that, you know what, send my kid to the damn office for saying okay.
Well, you know what, if the thumbs up...
It ain't
going to
go well,
something.
I promise you this. It probably does.
It probably does.
There's probably a group that would be bothered by that. And, I understand, and I'm sure that there are some people who are bothered, and I apologize. But, my kid is young, and he, when you just think it's just okay. he doesn't
right.
have any bit of, a racist bone.
I think I may have lost her. It's back.
The
ghost didn't want you to talk about racist bones in your body. But,
I can't even
get
into the studio.
I think at your kid's age, they probably do not even know about white supremacy and white power, would be my guess.
Hello.
Hi. I'm hoping you can hear me. You can hear me, correct?
No, not a damn word.
Well, you can hear me now.
Now, but I don't know where the hell you went.
No, I'll be completely honest with you. Like, I couldn't hear anything. It was just dead. And I was saying, I'm hoping she's still there. So I don't know who to blame. The paranormal gods.
Well, they can't be blamed for all the issues this evening. I don't love them.
No, that's true. But I don't know, I think it's been a fun show. I've enjoyed talking about our different paranormal stuff. But maybe if you can't get into the studio and stuff, maybe we should probably call it a show.
If we're even having one, I don't know. If I'm booted out, I don't know if it's happening.
That's true. We might just be talking. Start bad-mouthing people, and next thing you know, it's all over the internet.
That's fine by me.
Okay, well, I guess tune in next Tuesday we'll probably try again. And I had a good time. I had a good time. Okay, well, I said hopefully next Tuesday we will try again, and it was gone. So that's a sign.
They took it away.
Yep, so everyone have a good night, and we will see you next Tuesday.
Hopefully with less technical issues and stuff.
And a guest that shows up.
That would be special, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. All right, I'll talk to you. See everyone next Tuesday.
Have a wonderful night and a great week, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Paranormal Spotlight Radio and LiveParanormal.com. Bye-bye.